This, for me, is another manifestation of that, but is even more bonkers, because at least with some of these companies, they were software companies to begin with, like Strategy or MicroStrategy, or like the British version as well, and turned themselves into crypto. This is a shoe company saying, we have seen a gap in the market that has left many businesses without enough computing power because the industry cannot keep up with demand. What were you doing trying to sell shoes when you were keeping an eye on gaps in the market in the AI sector? I have no words.
I don't want to get boring about this, but the practicalities of this are quite difficult as well.
So not really, laces and AI are very similar.
I mean,
eyelets where you put the laces, it's virtually the same as a GPU. What are you talking about?
Even if Allbirds wanted to seriously do this and buy GPUs and build data centers, the complexities are incredible. When I speak to people in the chip industry, first of all, they say, well, we can't get any chips, for starters. And there's a at TSMC, there's a pecking order, right? There's a pecking order of, you know, Nvidia at the top and Apple and all these big companies. And Allbirds, I'm not sure if that's going to get in the pecking order for any chips. That's one difficulty. But also, we have seen in the last crypto cycle, not the one sort of we're currently in, but back in 2017 and 2018, people were adding blockchain to their name and saying we're a blockchain company now. And we saw sort of some incredible stock price rises in
a day.
Steve
Sedgwick.ai, I sold it for $1 billion.